Shombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu.
Thank you. Hello, that was Cow by Alex G. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren Bile. I am subbing for Ray and his show, which is the TARDIS Jukebox. So I'll be here for the next 2 hours, which is really exciting. Hopefully I'll get some work done while I play some silly little songs for everyone. I usually have a show called Pisces Season, and this is my third day in a row being in the studio because it's training week, and I have to train a lot of people, but it's really fun and enjoyable because I love training people. They're all really awesome and nice. For right now it's just me, and this is the first time in like the 3 days that I've been in here, or honestly it's the first time in like 2 weeks that I've been in here alone, which is really crazy because it's honestly like so much better whenever I don't have people like looking at me while I'm talking, because I'm literally on the radio talking to myself. It's nice to like not have a live studio audience. If you would like to react in real time, you can always call me. The number is 855-915-9636. Or if you don't want to call, that's also fine, because we have this new feature called DJ Chat. And so if you go to the WMFO website, which is WMFO.org, you can go up to the top and there's a little thing that says DJ Chat, and you can click on it and chat with me. We can text while I play songs. You don't have to do any of that. You could just listen to the music and enjoy it on this really gloomy Tuesday. I have a lot of different random music for you today, so I hope you enjoy. Up next is What Difference Does It Make by The Smiths.
You start to recoil. Heavy words are so lightly thrown, but still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? So what difference does it make? It makes none, but now you have gone, and you must be looking very old. Find work for idle hands to do. I've stolen, I've lied, and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got 2 hands, but I'm still fond of you. Oh, so what difference does it make?
Yeah, that was What Difference Does It Make by the Smiths. I always think it's really funny whenever, I think it's funny, like, the difference between, like music that, like, my parents listened to, like, how they viewed it then versus, like, as, like, their kid, like, however many years later, like, the way that me and, like, my friends view it. Because, like, during that song, one of my friends texted me and was like, manipulator music, which is funny because the playlist that I took it from literally has that like as its description. But like my mom and my dad both texted me and were like, oh, I love the Smiths, which is just like, I don't know. It's just really funny because it's very, very different between the two groups. But yeah, that's about it for that. I don't think I will play any more Smith songs for the rest of the show, but who knows, something will probably happen because I'm literally here for 2 hours, might play every single song. I'm going to play a song by Fleetwood Mac next called Little Lies.
Oh no, you can't just
That was Good For You by Spacey Jane, and before that was Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. I don't know, songs like Good For You makes me like really want to be able to just like shred it on the guitar. But I honestly don't know if that will ever be in the cards for me, seeing as I'm just not that musically inclined. And I also just started learning how to play the drums, so, you know, I need to take it like one thing at a time. But yeah, we were like taking apart the drum set in the studio like last week to try and bring it over to WMFO concert, Tisch Roof concert that was in Crane Room. And it was like four people who didn't know how to take apart a drum set, me included, because I just started. I have no idea how to set it up and take it down. And so then it turned out we didn't need to bring it over to the Crane Room, so we were all just like, the drum set was like completely taken apart, and we were like, okay, cool, how do we put it back together? And honestly, I'm sure it's already put back together, but we did not know how to put it back together, and it was just kind of like sitting there, not in a like mistreatment way, but more just like if we touch it, it's gonna break. So I obviously have like a ton of things to learn when it comes to like playing the drums, but one day I'll get there and I'll be like really awesome drummer, maybe like Whiplash. Up next, I have a Neutral Milk Hotel song. I've been listening to like a lot of their music lately. I used to be really anti Neutral Milk Hotel, and then something, you know, changed deep within me, and now I love them. Up next is Gardenhead / Leave Me Alone.
There are beads that wrap around your knees that crackle into the dark. We feel no emotion.
way out. You better learn how to run. You better walk away and leave the angles for the shills. Well, I've been thinking for days about the means and the ways that I could hate all I touch. I know you're my lady, but I could trickle, I could flood a voice. Coach taught me to sing, he couldn't teach me to love. All the above. Easy talking, border blocking, transport is a the grandma police set me up with your knees. Walk to Baltimore and keep the language off the street. Well, I'm a savage.
That was Transport is Arranged by Pavement. I honestly don't really ever know how I feel about Pavement in general. I like that song, but I go very back and forth on them. I think maybe it's like the main, like the singer's voice. I don't really. Anywho, it's like basically the half hour, which means that it's basically time for the PSA. I was going to read a different PSA, but I was running out of time before the song ended, and I saw this little note on the PSA, like in the, like on the piece of paper that says, this is the only PSA I will ever read, and I really resonated with that because I think I've read this PSA, like, about most of my shows, I would say, or something close to it. Yeah, you guessed it, it's the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I think that's really, it's really interesting to me because, you know, like, how many people are falling off their ladders that, like, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons were like, we've had enough, like, we need to make a public service announcement about this. It really, like, boggles my mind. And I've used a ladder a good amount of times, you know, I'm pretty familiar with how they work. I feel like it is pretty easy to use one. And pretty, like, safe in general. I don't know. Maybe not. According to the PSA, they're not safe. So it's something to think about, you know? As we go into this next song, I just want you to, like, ponder on ladders. Yeah, this next song is I'm Trying to Break Your Heart by Wilco. I was introduced to Wilco in, like, eighth grade by one of my friends, and he was like, oh yeah, my dad knows the drummer of Wilco, like, they're friends. And I was like, okay, like, is that, like, a flex? And, like, I cringe so much when I think back on that, because, I mean, like, I was in, like, eighth grade, it's not like I was really listening to Wilco, but, like, I literally was like, who is that? Who cares? Just, like, it's sad. That's so sad. Anyway, hope you enjoy this next song by them.
You in the Bible, black freedom. You pick up your bandaid, cause I don't believe in touchdowns. What was I thinking when we said hello? That if I held you tightly, you would always love me like you did back then. Then I fell asleep and the city kept blinking. What was I thinking when I let you back in? I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. You still, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart.
That was I'm Trying to Break Your Heart by Wilco. I considered, you know, like fading out the end because it's a lot of noise, but I also was like thinking about how I was listening to that song at work earlier and I was like washing something, so I couldn't take out my AirPods or take out my phone and skip the song, so I just had to listen to that part. And I decided if I had to listen to it earlier, now you guys do too. So, yeah. up next, I have two Alex G songs. I feel like all of his music sounds the same and like none of it does. So I don't really know like any of the songs, but I know a lot of songs. If that makes any sense, even though it's like far away, I'm going to his concert in November. I feel like I see this every time I'm on the radio, but I'm very excited for it. I don't really know what, you know, like I like to like prepare before I go to concerts, but I feel like if I just like listen to the same three songs, like it'll somehow translate into the and into all of his music. I don't know, maybe the next two songs will be a good example of it. Maybe it won't be, because I honestly don't remember how these songs sound. So up next is Hollow by Alex G.
Some people crying that night. Yeah, for tonight, took name all night, taking turns on the bed, throwing bottles from the windows of the home on Hope Street. You can write a check in my name now, yeah, you take the money and run.
That was Hope by Alex G, and before that was Hollow by Alex G. Honestly, I don't think those songs sound too similar, so did a good job there. Maybe next time I'm on the air, I'll play more. I probably will. Up next is a song that I think is funny, or I think the name is funny, just a little bit. It's called Singing to Let England Shake. I honestly don't know why they think that's funny. I just think it's funny because it's like British people, you know. Anyway, up next is Singing to Let England Shake by Forever Honey.
Do you keep me around just in case you get bored? But I think I get bored. What's a prison in my mind? The only space I've come to.
That was Singing to Let England Shake by Forever Honey. She doesn't really sound British, so I don't know why England is shaking. But yeah, now I'm gonna like play a little bit more like rock-ish stuff. It was like kind of slow. Now maybe more closer to rock. I don't know. Who knows? You know, doesn't really. I don't know. My trainees are coming soon, which means that they'll play their music and they'll talk, and it'll be really fun and awesome for them. And then they'll become real DJs. Yeah, this next song that I'm gonna play is by Built to Spill. And I think about, every time I think about them, I think about this shirt that I saw someone wearing, and I was like, oh, I love your shirt. Like, it was like a Built to Spill shirt. It was like, I actually saw them on tour, or I saw them like a few weeks ago, and one of my friends was like, yeah, they like, look how many concert dates they have. And it was like literally like concert dates for every single day for like months in like every single city imaginable. It was just like, it was like an absurd amount of performances. It's like, oh my god, like how are you? It was just crazy. So I just like think about their unrelenting commitment to performing. And also, like, the show was, like, pretty long, too, which is, like, that's a lot to do, like, for every single day for, like, months and months. But I don't know, their music's good, so I'm not complaining. Yeah, up next is The Weather by Built to Spill.
As long as it's talking with you, talk of the weather will be. Stop.
That was The Weather by Built to Spill. Not much to say about that. It is almost 7 o'clock, and that means that I should tell you that you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces season. Yeah, I feel like a really official radio whenever I do that, because, like, I don't know, they, like, tune in like every like three songs and they're like, you're listening to The River, this is where I use The River because I have my own personal vendetta against them, but not saying you should in general, it's just my own personal issue. But yeah, that's about it about that. I'm gonna play an 8-minute song, so I'll see you in 8 minutes. This is Only in Dreams by Weezer.